Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, just time to do a bit of food, and it's kind of moving towards picnic weather almost, but you still want something kind of hearty. So today we're going to talk about, we'll call them portable pastries, like pasties, hand pies, whatever you want to call them. Baking lecturer at TU Dublin, Anne-Marie Dunn. Good afternoon. You're settling yourself, having met Chris de Burgh outside now. So simmer down now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So every culture kind of has a version of a kind of a pie in the hand, don't they?
Yeah. Well, take her own one. It's the breakfast roll.
Really, you know.
And any other pie that we eat has been taken really from the English. So all the other type of pies we would be familiar with probably originated in the English culture. And then you have the Spanish, who have their empanadas, and you have probably, you see the Polish with the pierogies, all of these different type of cased edibles. So they have a pastry casing on the outside, and usually a meat filling or a vegetable filling in the centre. And basically you can take along your packed lunch or your packed dinner. And that's where the origins came from.
And well, I think down the mine or that.
Yeah.
Kind of thing,
and
yeah.
I think that's where it all began, because, you know, we go back a couple of decades ago, and because we're farming communities, it was tradition that the dinner was served up at 12 o'clock every day, and it was your meat and your two veg and your potatoes, and that was the staple to fill the working men. Where over in the UK, across the British Isles, there was lots of mining, and they couldn't come home easily for their lunch. So they had to come up. They had to put in a casing, and it was a way of keeping it warm. It contained its meat and two veg and maybe the sauce or the gravy. It was wrapped up maybe in a towel or a piece of cloth or even a piece of newspaper to keep it warm. And when the miners went down, they had no way of reheating it, so they had to keep it warm, and also kept them warm. Okay. So they might even put their hand around it to keep it warm, because it preserved its heat.
Okay, and then, let's get on to the practicalities then. So now, you've given us a recipe for pastry, but we can cheat and buy our own pastry if you want.
Yeah, that's really
cheap. So with the filling, I presume the consistency is key, like, because you don't want it too dry, but then you don't want a leaky, nappy kind of situation either.
So you need it just right. As I say, a lot of the traditional pies would have a quite a meaty base. So it would be a minced meat, either minced pork or minced beef or minced lamb. And it would have either the vegetables and your seasonings and flavours. And there's two ways. You can wet it a little bit with a little bit of moisture, maybe a little bit of stock, or take the pork pie. It was put together with some minced pork, some chopped pork, maybe some ham, brought together with spices and wrapped in a pastry, a largey type pastry, which is a savoury pastry. And then after baking, it was filled with like a gelatine or a gravy, just to put that little bit of extra moisture back into it.
Pork pie's still a bit dry though, I find.
Yeah, but that's where we prefer nearly the sausage roll, or because there's that little bit more fat in it and it's less wholesome.
Yeah, never mind the breakfast. Yeah. The sausage roll is our hand-held pastry, really, isn't it? Yeah.
And now we've so many ways and varieties of making them. We can make them very easily by buying bought ready-rolled puff pastry, or making your own puff pastry. Need to be a real traditional puff pastry where you're looking for hundreds of layers. A rough puff pastry, a flaky pastry is fine, which you can make relatively easily and simply yourself. And then the range of sausages, if you have a local butcher, the gourmet sausages there are fantastic. It's not just your plain Jane sausage meat anymore. It has leek, it has onion, it has maybe chorizo in it, it has different types of flavours, and there's just numerous
so you
different
can get experimental
there.
With your sausage rolls.
And with your favourite sausage, I think that every household, I'm sure, has the same argument. You buy a particular brand of sausage because that's the one everyone likes.
Until you decide they're not what they used to be like, and you
move on.
Listen, you have a couple of fillings that we'll put up on the website for your favourite kind of pie fillings. Yeah. So just talk us through them really briefly.
Well,
beef and Guinness.
Your beef and Guinness. So what I find the easiest, if you're making any of these pies, you want to make small ones. make your dinner, first of all, out of a large beef and Guinness pie. If there's a little bit over, then you can put it into a small little handheld pasty. But for a beef and Guinness pie, it's basically like your stew. You're starting off with your normal vegetables, your onions. It's slow cooked, so you're not using using a stewn type beef. You're slow cooking it in some Guinness, thickening it with a little bit of flour or roux at the end. And again, it needs long casserole type cooking. And then you can encase it then when you have that. Maybe it's even nicer if you prepare the filling the day before, because it sort of infuses well overnight. You can make a large pie by just leaving the meat pieces chunky. But if you're making small little individual ones, you might put it through a food processor just to break down the filling a little bit. And then you can encase it then into your savoury pastry. And I often do it, you can use your cupcake tin or your muffin tin, put the savoury pastry on the base, put your pie into the centre and finish off with a little disc of puff pastry on top, so you have that little bit of more lightness on the top, and you have the more sturdy pastry then to hold the filling and hold the sauce.
Okay.
And you want your sauce nice and thick. You don't want it too gravy-like, particularly when you're using the handheld ones, because you don't want to bite it and it's all over your shoes. That's the last thing that you need to happen.
Okay. Yeah. So we can take that principle then. The leek and mushroom smoked ham we'll put up on the website,
and then jambon.
You can't beat a bit
and again,
of
it's the carrier is your bechamel or your white sauce, but make it thicker, and that is your base for so many varieties. It just doesn't have to be the jambon. There's so many varieties.
Perfect. We'll put all them up really briefly. You want to mention open day at TU Dublin?
I do. So I know I work in TU Dublin, and we have an open day in TU Dublin in Grange Gorman on the 5th of April from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock. And all of our facilities in the School of Culinary Arts, the bakeries, the kitchens will all be open to view on that day. And our staff will be there to speak if anyone is interested in any of our programmes.
Okay, and information on that at tudublin.ie. Anne-Marie Dunn, thanks a million. That's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcast.